social distance. Over to you.
Thank you, Chairperson. And let me take the opportunity to welcome Ms. Carter. I am virtual. You won't see me. You will see me on the screen, madam. Ms. Carter, let me take the opportunity to introduce myself. My name is Valencia Gillian. I'm the co-chairperson of the subcommittee who's dealing with the process of NYDA. The chairperson is member Nava. Then we've also got a panel of members of the National Assembly and the NCOP, which I will allow the chairperson to take the opportunity that members can introduce themselves, and the chairperson will also introduce the technical team. But welcome and relax, my dear. Thank you, chairperson. Over to you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Members, Ms. Nkate, Mutwa Bukoni-Kirima. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Chair.
Yeah,
thanks.
Relax. Feel free. I don't see a bottle of water.
Yes, I was about to ask.
Just feel free and relax. You know, it's an interview, so you must be free so that you are able to respond to the questions that members are going to ask you. The chairperson is on visual. That's why you were just looking around. Where is this person talking now? So you are on 45 minutes with us, and I will start with Honorable Maluleka.
Thank you, Honorable Chairs, and good evening, Ms. Ngati. Teliso Mgwebu, a member of the subcommittee.
Thank you, Chair. Ikamalami, Musbongile Kaula, member of the committee, giving a letter now, Shonesha. And Sapu Mugel Bakona Jangan Bogot.
Malika.
Yeah, no good, brother. Afternoon, Chairperson. Afternoon. My name is Otra Malika, the member of the subcommittee.
Thanks, Chairperson Mengate. The vito laga ke election chabele ke lo logala committee na yalo. Thank you.
Amantu basemzansi Africa bathi nikhulumela phansi abanizwa.
Oh, my name is Alec Chabele. I belong to this committee.
Igama ngumbulelo Bhaga. Ulilungu lale committee. Inkosi kakhulu.
Ngibonge kosihlalo and greetings to our second female candidate. Igama lami uSikile wakamasiko, ilunga le committee.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Luyolo Mpiti and I'm a member of the committee.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mpiti. On my far right, at the next to the wall, Nombula Zanziba, the manager for committee in Parliament. And Ms. Nobatana is our parliamentary committee secretary. And next to her, Mr. Dr. Tembe, our legal person from Parliament. There's one the one who was dealing with your logistics, Ms. Uzuki, France. Those are our staff members that are present today. You have 45 minutes with us. I will now hand over to you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. Ms. Kate, can you please give us an introduction of who Ms. Kate is and why she's interested in serving on the NYDA board?
I can't hear.
You hear?
No, I can't hear. Sorry.
Okay. Ms. Kate, can you hear me now?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Kate, can you tell us who Ms. Kate is? Give us an overview of who you are. And then also why you are interested to serve on the NYDA board. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Chair. Chair, my name is Giba Abedzukate. I am 9 years old. I hail from a village called Lusakada in Mahike, the Northwest Province. I'm a social political activist. I've cut my activism tooth 11 years back when I was a student activist. We're an organization called the South African Student Congress, which I led officially. It's an organization that deals with student interest, championing student interest in institutions of higher learning. I equally was elected as the Student Representative Council of Northwest University, whereby I was successful to student governance and digital student issues at large, which majority of them were young people. Chair, at the height of my student activism, I demonstrated the ability to balance, for I graduated my degree in international relations and further graduated with honors in development studies, both from Northwest University. I went further to further my studies in the University of Pretoria, where I graduated my master's in town and regional planning. Post my student activism, my youth activism intensified, whereby I'm a member and a national leader of an organization called the Young Communist League of South Africa. It's a youth organization that is concerned with issues that affect young people in general and is biased poor. I'm equally a member of an NPO called the Resource Agency. It deals with issues of violence and child at home. Chair, I had to be exposed to work environment through an internship program in Office of the Premier International Relations Directorate in the Northwest Province. I went further to work for Planning and Monitoring Directorate in the Department of Public Works and Roads Provincial Government. And I became development facilitator in the same department. I later joined CETA, Sector Education and Training Authority, which is a skills development champion. And majority of the constituents that we service is young people. Given a brief history of my life, I can say that I am able to interact with young people on a daily basis to actually understand their thinking and perspectives around the youth development agenda. And equally, I've led her a skill on how to get by of young people. I equip myself with leadership skills. I have equipped with interpersonal skills, communication skills, and financial management skills, which I believe that even when I'm appointed member of the NYDA, they'll to contribute to the functioning of the agency. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much, Ms. Kate. Chair, can we continue? Ms. Ngate, my first question will be, what are the reasons for high youth unemployment in our country?
Okay. Thanks, Chair. I would like to believe that the reason why we have so much unemployment with young people is because there is no concerted effort to ensure that young people, issues of unemployment are directly dealt with as a sector on its own. I believe that the government must have set aside that seek to addressing issue of young people amongst young people. Let there also be annual targets that speak to addressing the issue of unemployment amongst young people. Let the issue of youth enterprises and youth cooperative chair be taken into consideration as and when the planning of the department is done. For instance, I can see that during this COVID-19, there are departments which have been receiving PPEs as and when they open, but we cannot account for how many young cooperatives have been given a chance to produce masks. Because we have majority of young people which are cooperatives that are suing. That is just as an example. So I'm saying there should be a direct effort that is translated to ensure that it deals directly with issues of unemployment amongst the youth. It must not be an issue amongst targeting entire citizenry. Yes, we take cognizance of the fact that they also need to be attended to. But as a young person myself, I'll be advocating for young people to say that let there be targeted approach on issues affecting young people, let there be exposure to our business opportunities that are there, let there be investment on youth so that they may be able to themselves become job creators more than job seekers. So I'll leave it there. Thanks.
What is the best method of investing in young people?
I think the best method of investing in young people is through mentorship. Let the sufficient mentorship of young people take them from, for instance, the informal business of young people. I'll make an example of, for instance, majority of are informal, but not wanted to not take note of the impact that we have on the economy of this country. So let us take those informal businesses, which majority of them are run by young people, and formalize them. Let them take through to how to become formal, how to apply for business application so that you become an approved business person. Let us ensure that we introduce them to the model of how to save your own customers and take them through until they are fully fledged businesses operating. And then later, you can equally say that they must employ other young people themselves, so that don't job creation in the long run.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mkhithi.
Thank you very much, Chair, for the opportunity and a very warm welcome to Ms. Ngete. I think we are excited to be having you here this evening. So my question is just on a point of clarity in regards to your CV. Please correct me if I'm wrong. You worked for the provincial government of the Northwest in 2014 initially as a receptionist. And then the subsequent year, you then were appointed the assistant director in integrated planning. So I just want to understand the process, I guess, if I can put it that way, from 2014 to 2015, from being a receptionist to then being an assistant director.
Oh. Yes. The posters. The post is advertised, you apply, you go to an interview, and you are appointed.
That's how
simply it happened. I was working in office of the MEC as a receptionist, and there were posts that were advertised like any other young person. I applied for those posts. I was called to an interview. I went to the interview. I passed the interview, and I was appointed. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much, Honorable Matsigo.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. And thank you for the responses that you have provided so far, Ms. Gade. I heard you mentioning your work experience in terms of monitoring and evaluation. How do you think the NIDA can better improve its monitoring and evaluation of expanded youth projects to ensure maximum return on investment? Thank you.
Can you kindly repeat that one?
How do you think that the Youth Development, National Youth Development Agency, can improve the monitoring of the funded projects? You know that the National Youth Development Agency administers grant funding to youth projects. So how can we better monitor those programs so that you can get better return on investment?
Okay. Thanks very much, Chair, and thanks for the patience. I get the question. I think what is important, Chair, is to ensure that we have monitoring that is systematic.
Before
you can proceed to the next step, you must first set up the next step so that you may be able to go to the next step. You can give it, for instance, like 12 months and say that you monitor it every 3 months. You check this 3 months, and then for you to continue to the second phase, you must have completed all the necessary procedures that we would have given you for the 3 months, and then so forth, and pass on to the second month, to the third month, and so forth, and so forth. We develop a strategy to say, within these 3 months, this is what the business should have achieved, or this, and also in terms of guiding it. There are other factors that take place in that, because you cannot want to monitor as it is happening in Kajikini in the same way it's happening in Wichita. The population is different, and so forth and so on, in the economic standing thereof. So you start checking where the business is and check what possibly the strength and the weaknesses of such a project. And even when you give such guidelines, you give it accordingly so that you can compare onto the different factors that take place within such businesses. Thanks.
But when you look at how government processes are, remember, in government, all departments and entities, they are reporting to Parliament quarterly. Even in the legislature. And then if you are saying you must treat them differently, treat them differently, you meaning how? Because they are projects of the NYDA, that should be standard. The system of monitoring and evaluation, or whether you say you assess and evaluate the performance, because obviously it should be in their strategic plan. So, being a board member, remember you must also comply.
Okay, thanks, Chair. I think my reading was not correct. What I'm trying to say is that they all will report in the same time frame, but the factors that are taken into consideration in terms of reporting must vary to accommodate the special factors of such a place where the business is nurtured. The putting forth work and timing must be the same to meet the standard as the alluded. But I'm saying, let's take into consideration social factors that may affect the growth thereof of the business and the service itself and so forth and so forth.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Chef. Ngibonga Sihlalo. And now ngibingelele honorable Kanti Hlonishwa. Sibonge ukuthi nawe sorry. Ube yiphathi ukuthi uze sikubone nawe ungena siyabadinga abantu besifazane especially youth. Owambuzo la uthi osazama. Ukhuluma nge-Northwest, umhlaba o-rich, onezimayini. Nemhlaba nje elele. Inini la sobona khona? No. Uzokwenza kanjani ukuthi sibone iyikude uma ngase kwenze kungena kule bhodi. Sibone iyikude nayo nabakhubazekile be-ona izimayi. Kanjalo la sikhuluma nge-COVID-19 pandemic. Ukuthi yini engingaqonda oyizosilekelela ngayo ukuthi njengoba kuba le-COVID-19 sibone nathi iyouth nayo ithole umsebenzi ikwazi ukuthi ifakele iy'ndawo lezi ezibhizi mhlawumbe njengasey'mayini inikezwe amathuba ukuthi bakwazi bafakele ama-sanitizer ama-gloves kanjalo ama-maski. Nasibhedlela sibabona ukuthi nabo sibabona ukuthi nampaya banikeza ithuba lokuthi kule zibhedlela ezakhayo kuthiwa ayiyuthi ayenze noma mhlawumbe amashidi amakhethini. Ikuphi uzosithembisa sikhona ukuthi iyouth sizoyibona iyaklasi-South Africa nayo ikwazi ukuthiaveleoba sesifikile sifikile akufanele sibone uhlangento lodwa labantu abaqhubazekile babona bekhona kaphela kanjani nakuyimayini bangagcini ngokungena khona bayosebenza yini ukuthi uma ungena kula bhodi uzokwenza sure ukuthi iyouth South Africa nayo sizibona iyiphathi emphasela ingalokhu ibuyele lokuthiwa uzoqashwa kodwa ekugcinelwa ingakwazi ukuthi one oba abantu bangaphandle kuphela abazo-one emhlabeni wakubo. Ngiyabonga.
Chair, unfortunately, I can't hear Zulu or Xhosa.
Okay. How are you going to change what's being done currently for the benefit of the betterment of our youth and their legacy? How are you going to ensure that women, youth, and people living with disabilities in Northwest province are afforded opportunities to own mines?
To own the mines?
Yes. Instead of selling us expertise
okay.
To the mines.
Okay.
COVID-19. Akwazi ukuthi bafake babone nawe bethole ukuthi befake ama-sanitizer into zokuvikela zasemaclinic amashidi kanjani.
Okay. You are aware that with the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, most cities are closing down and others are reaching. So what is it that you're going to do differently to ensure that most women and people living with disabilities in the Northwest province get job opportunities in places like hospitals where they can distribute sanitizers, participate in different activities to accommodate the pandemic-related activities?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
I think what she's basically trying to say is that she wants to see more opportunities offered to different suppliers, especially now. We can come up, we can give them opportunities where they can supply sanitizers, masks, and everything else that is essential during the COVID pandemic.
Okay, thanks. I'm covered now. I think I understand the question. Chair, one of the functions of NYDA is advocacy and information sharing. And thereby, advocacy we speak to advocating for youth interests across all sectors. And in 2018, there was a youth accord that was signed by official partners, inclusive of private sector. We made commitment that it shall contribute to the youth development agenda of this country. So through such advocacy, we will engage the minds like Amkaplafis to say that in the SONA statement of the president, he mentioned 1,000 for 100 days of youth. To say that such institutions like mines must be able to accommodate young people in terms of ensuring that they benefit through this process of masks and the PPEs. Because NYDA must be at the forefront of advocating for such. And then including of the issue of social relief package. Addressing on such issues. The NYDA must be at the forefront of ensuring that the youth component is taken care of in the whole area of social relief fund of the COVID-19. Part of advocating for economic activism of young people is to ensure that we advocate for rural development and rural reforms, land reforms for young people. To say that particularly in the rural province, land what we have. Let them have access to land so that they may be able to contribute to the economy. Advocate for that, and they must engage the leadership to accommodate that, because where I come from, 18 years or old, if you are not married, they are not giving you access to land. So we think NYTC can be seen at that level, advocate for young people to ensure that they're able to take up such opportunities. Because NYTC services and youth sectors. So even unemployed youth sectors who want to venture into agricultural business, they are part of the community that they must be taken care of. So I think that's it. Thanks.
Honorable Mkweba.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. And thank you, Nkati. Indicators of poverty, unemployment, and inequality show that women still bear the brunt of exclusion, especially in rural areas, deep rural areas. My question to you, how can you assist government to mobilize resources, making sure that these young people become direct beneficiaries of a liberated society using the vehicle of the NYTA board, especially as a young woman, to achieve youth development, women and emancipation, and their development in an organized way, working with all the levels of government? Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Chair. One of the objects of NYDA, as per the NYDA Act, is to take into cognizance social factors such as gender and disability. So as and when the NYDA perform one of its functions of advocacy, it must take such into cognizance. But to speak specifically to the target, Chair, I would say that as and when the President signs performance against ministers, let there be a sector that speaks directly to beneficiation of women and young children at that level. Equally as when we present IDPs and LEDs at the local municipality level, let the direct target speak to emancipation of women and children at such a level. Let the be set aside, say that this what this department wants to achieve in terms of ensuring that supporting young women and children to benefit out of this thing. So equally must engage other social partners like private sector, because the youth accord says that any company that is employed of 20 people and more must contribute to the development agenda. So we can equally use that to say that show us how to use development, and equally how you contribute to women development. But also let's encourage the culture of cooperative amongst women, so that they may be able to plow back by taking care of the kids, which are the children in the target that you spoke of. So I think it is the thanks.
So in, with the talking about operatives, but what about introducing women or allowing women to participate in other big projects of government? I want to set an example that with the, all the, the announcements that were made by the President during his State of the Nation address in terms of investments, don't you think that now it's time that women participate in the economy, in the economy, the real one? Like, for instance, SAA, Eskom, rather than always we as women reduce ourselves to cooperatives, cooperatives that we know that tomorrow they will die and they don't even benefit women holistically in terms of the real cash, mula. You know, why are we always, as women, looking at smaller yana things, not thinking that we are entitled to participate in that space of mining and any other business where there's real money?
Okay. Thanks, Chair. Chair, perhaps it might have came from a point whereby and addressing the issue from... Oh. Oh, I was coming more from a point of a community level point, whereby we understand that the past injustice has also played a factor in terms of underdevelopment of women, which we are trying to correct currently. So as in when we speak of development, we must also speak of those that we advance to the level that you spoke of and those that are still at the level at which we still need to be taken through the stages to get to the advanced level. However, I'm in full agreement with you on that particular one. Hence, today I'm seated here as a woman and I'm interviewed in Parliament by you as a woman.
How are you going to solve a conflict in the relationship if it arises?
Joyce, may I repeat your question?
I said, in every working environment or organization, there's bound to be some conflict or misunderstanding in that organization or working environment. But if you are appointed as one of the board members, how are you going to go around making sure that you solve the conflict in that agency, in the agency, if that arises?
Okay. Thanks, Chair. You know, it's better that the one I served in an institution like the Student Representative Council, because we have gained a commitment skill at such a level. There are policies that guides as to what should happen in the agency, and that will have to be taken into cognizance when we evaluate what is the source of conflict. However, we must approach the issue with an issue of resolving and ensuring that it works in the better of the agency, not in a way of who's winning and who's not winning. So we must always put the interest of the agency first and seek to tag what is the fundamental issue that brings the conflict and solve that particular issue with regards to the conflict that might be there. And if it persists, you may take disciplinary actions that will ensure that they understand the wrongdoing. And before you arrive at the disciplinary action, you would have taken efforts to try and rehabilitate those who are causing the conflict. So to reach that particular point, you have all these steps to try and contribute to bring harmony into the agents, because at the end, it's about bettering the lives of young people. Thanks.
Thank you very much, honorable members. I think that was the last question. I now hand over to you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson, and let me take the opportunity to thank Ms. Kate for honoring the invitation to for this interview and for your presence. I'd like to wish you well. And sorry, I will hand over to the chairperson now. If I hand over to the chairperson, Ms. Kate, do you have any question that you want to ask to us as the panel?
Yes. May I? Okay. I just want to check with the panel chair to say that NYDA is one of its custodians. What contributions do they have in ensuring that it fully functions and it address issues of young people there and service young people efficiently? I just need to understand that.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Kate. And over to the chairperson.
No, I was checking to say that NYDA is custodian of this committee. So I was checking what is it that you assist the agency with to ensure that it's efficiently servicing its constituents. I don't know if it's the wrong question, but if it's not, but
no, you're right. We are doing oversight.
Yes.
Whenever we do our oversight as the portfolio committee, we advise the NYDA on things that they need to attend to, those that are agent and those that are not agent. Also, in terms of financial management, we also check how are they utilizing public funds and whether there is compliance or no compliance. So each and everything, where there is a need for us to advise NYDA that maybe they need to start establishing new innovative ways and be creativity, we also advise them as a portfolio committee. So far, when we started with NYDA, even the way they are now drafting their own report, it is this committee who guided NYDA on how must they write their report. Because initially they thought that they are a private entity, and we corrected them as the portfolio committee to say they are a public entity. So they are not a private entity. And then they had to go back and redraft their strategic plan and the APP according to what the DBSA guidelines are seeing and according to National Treasury guidelines. That's what we did.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. That's why now you can see, we can see what is it that they are doing and so on. We're able to do our oversight.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much, Kevin, for your time, and hopefully you are booked in.